910 AM, W245CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump is talking about Sunday's New York City rally, during which a comedian called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
I talked to Trump with just under a week to go until Election Day, and he really tried to put some distance between himself and some of those pre-rally speakers. He told me that he didn't know that person. He said that, quote, somebody put them up there. I don't know who he is. And when I asked him about those comments specifically about Puerto Rico, he did not denounce them.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Vice President Harris rallied supporters on the ellipse in the shadow of the White House, same place where in 2021 Trump held a rally before a mob tried to sack the U.S. Capitol. Almost 2 years in federal prison for Arthur Ray Hansen Jr. of Huntsville, Alabama. Enraged over Georgia's election interference investigation of Trump, he left threatening phone messages for Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis and the county sheriff. This is ABC News. With just days before a Biden administration-imposed deadline for Israel to improve humanitarian conditions in Gaza, Israeli airstrikes killed more than 90 people. It came after Israel's parliament passed a law outlawing the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
We are deeply troubled by this legislation. It could shutter UNRWA operations in the West Bank, in Gaza, in East Jerusalem. It poses risks for millions of Palestinians who rely on UNRWA for essential services, including health care and primary and secondary education.
In northwest China, a Long March 2 rocket launching China's Shenzhou 19 on a flight to that country's space station to relieve the current crew after a six-month stay. The new crew includes the third Chinese woman to go to its space station. China built Tiangong after being excluded from the International Space Station, mainly because of U.S. concerns. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks lose to the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks were down by 11 with 7 minutes to play, but they couldn't keep up. They lose to the Celtics 119-108 in Boston. The road trip continues in Memphis Thursday night. Packers working on a game plan for the Lions. The NFL Network's Ian Rappaport on Jordan Love's groin injury.
Sources say the MRI came back relatively clean for Jordan Love. It's basically just a groin strain, which is the kind of thing where he's going to get treatment. He's already been getting treatment today, going to get treatment all week.
Matt LaFleur on that report.
So I don't know where that information comes from, quite frankly. And I'm surprised it's coming. I hope it's not coming from inside our building.
College football, the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa. Saturday night, kickoff at 6:30.
Not a whole lot of time, right? You have a night game. I mean, it turns over pretty quick, and now we got to move on. That was probably the biggest message on Sunday, is our ability to kind of regroup and reload, because we got to get rolling.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film, Day Drinker. Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruz, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruz grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of The Korean Show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the overnight, a southerly breeze, quite gusty, and just a few showers and storms working through. Temperatures dropping to the low to mid-50s. On Wednesday, showers and storms look more likely. We'll see temperatures falling in the afternoon. Currently 71 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
Marquette University Law School's newest poll drops, and I'll have Charles Franklin to tell you all about it. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Visit thyroidawareness.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Scientists are yelling about a possible collapse. Well, not literally yelling, but, you know, functionally, about a possible collapse of the AMOC, the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Current, I think it's called. Basically, it's called the Great Conveyor Belt. And the warm water starts in the Pacific Ocean. It goes south underneath the southern tip of South Africa, goes all the way up the east coast of South America and the United States. We call it the Gulf Stream here. And that Gulf Stream goes out into the middle of the Atlantic, where it hits some cold, fresh water coming off meltwater from Greenland and settles down to the bottom of the ocean and then goes all the way back to the Pacific, you know, like that, and, you know, et cetera. And this current is what keeps Europe habitable. It's what keeps Europe, Europe. I mean, the only reason that Europe has a temperate environment, keep in mind, I mean, most of Europe, I mean, you know, Germany, for example, is at the same latitude as Alaska. I mean, the only reason most of Europe is like the breadbasket of Europe is because of this ocean current that throws all kinds of heat into the atmosphere just off the coast of England, basically, and it just warms the entire continent. And if that current were to stop, then Europe would start having the climate of, like, you know, Nova Scotia. I mean, it would be, you know, or Maine, or even north of Maine. I mean, it would become very, very difficult to grow anything other than, you know, 3-foot-tall trees. In other words, millions of people would starve. There would be a huge mass migration. So it would just be an absolute screaming, flaming crisis, a mess. Now, the consensus belief from the IPCC and other groups like that was that this will not happen before the year 2100. In other words, we've got, what, roughly 70 years? But now, this is an open letter that was addressed to the Nordic Council, which is meeting this week in Reykjavik in Iceland. And this group of scientists, Michael Mann is one of them. In fact, I, you know, when I first saw this story, I suggested we get Michael Mann back on the program to talk about it. Michael and the other scientists signed this letter saying that the risk has so far been greatly underestimated, and passing of this tipping point is a serious possibility in the next few decades. This would be a disaster of unimaginable proportions. I mean, this goes way beyond a Category 9 hurricane I realize there's no such thing, but you get what I'm saying. You know, increasingly wild weather, cyclones and things like that. This goes way beyond that. This would also shift the tropical rainfall levels. It would change it would produce an additional rise in sea levels. I mean, the consequences of this are almost impossible to overstate. But these scientists are saying it's real, it's coming, We need to do something now. We need to stop polluting the atmosphere. We need to stop pouring carbon dioxide and methane into the atmosphere. And yet, last year we saw more methane and carbon dioxide dumped into the Earth's atmosphere than in any previous year ever. We've got to get this under control. We have to get this under control. So, what's on your mind? Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's up?
Mr. Hartman.
Mr. Kenyatta.
You said earlier, you had talked about Trump, and this isn't my main point, but I hope you'll give me a little license here, that, you know, Trump's obvious racial slurs, particularly regarding black people in the United States, you know, lazy, Kamala Harris is lazy. That's an old trope that we've heard for centuries.
Yep.
Ironically, given that we built this country literally by the picking of cotton and tobacco. But that notwithstanding, those are obvious. You know, she's an empty suit. You know, Barack Obama got the same type thing.
Yep.
But he has some more subtle things, and I don't know if people are picking up on it. I have, because I'm into subliminal cueing and language. He calls her a country wrecker. Have you ever heard him say that?
I have not, and I don't know what the phrase means.
Okay. When he says country wrecker, it's a vague reference, and Donald Trump's not bright enough to do this on his own, so it's probably, you know, whoever his surrogate.
Stephen Miller wrote it.
Yeah. But a country, when he calls her a country wrecker, he's referencing, again, subliminal cueing. You've heard the term home wrecker, correct?
Yeah, sure.
A woman that's a home wrecker?
Yeah. Oh, okay. so it's a loose woman who is coming in, and I get it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a Willie Brown reference.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he calls her a tax queen. Remember the welfare queen?
Correct. Yeah.
See, this is stuff that gets underneath.
That's very subtle.
This is stuff that people are reacting to that they don't know that they're reacting to. Yeah. Okay, anyway, so let me get to my real points here. I wanted to proffer you two queries. You had a very interesting call earlier, and I forget the gentleman's name. Very good discussion. And you were talking about, and you and I have talked about this word, and I'm just speaking as a word nerd. You know, we talked about Democrat, and you know, that it's kind of a slur.
Right. And Democracy versus Republic.
When you think of the Pledge of Allegiance, though, think about that second sentence and the fourth word, and to the Republic. Can you tell me why it does not state and to the democracy? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do.
And then let me go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, let me finish this one, and then we'll go to the next one. Back when the Constitution was being written, there was a strong movement against the Constitution. There were still royalists in America, but more than that, you know, we operated under the Articles of Confederacy for a couple of years, and it didn't really work well. But there were a lot of states that really wanted to remain under the Articles of Confederacy, principally the slave states. They were concerned that if we adopted a federal system of government, that the federal government would be strong enough, if it was ever taken over by an anti-slavery person, to end their monopoly on slavery or their use of slavery. And they were quite explicit about this, quite outspoken about it, in fact. And so James Madison wrote one of the Federalist Papers, and I forget which one it is. I think it might be 10, but it's in the early ones. It's in the first 20, where he said, basically, we don't want to create a democracy in the United States. A democracy is mob rule. Democracy is what the Greeks had, where 6,001 people had to show up for any kind of decision to be made by government. We want to instead have a republic, a republican form of government. And it was wordsmithing, and Madison knew it. I mean, he was just manipulating language, because prior to his writing that Federalist Paper article that was published in newspapers all over America, prior to that, the words democracy and republic were interchangeable. And, I mean, literally interchangeable. Dictionaries would make them interchangeable. But he created this distinction to to say we're going to go with a republic rather than a democracy by way of saying that the majority of Americans, because the biggest population lived in the non-slave states, that the majority of Americans would not be able to overwhelm the slaveholding desire of the minority of the white minority in the South. And it worked. He was, and for about a decade, really two decades, through the 1780s, the 1790s, and maybe the first decade of the 1800s, politicians and certainly the founding generation referred to America as a republic rather than a democracy because of that thing that Madison did. By 1815, James Monroe and others started referring to America as a democracy. And in fact, John Quincy Adams was very aggressive about referring to America as a democracy. And we pretty much referred to ourselves as a democracy from then up until the 1950s, when the story that I told to the earlier caller, when Joe McCarthy revived this thing saying, you know, democracy sounds too much like Democratic Party, republic sounds too much like Republican Party, so let's call the nation a republic and make the Republicans seem like they're the stars of the show. Sorry, it was a long answer, but and I've only got about a minute before we hit a hard break. Your other point.
No, it was a long answer, but a good one, and something I've learned from, as usual. Okay, and my second query is this. It's already started in terms of the crap show that we're about to see.
Yeah.
As you know, in Portland, there were incendiary devices found in several ballot boxes for early voting. Of the ballots were destroyed, as well as in Washington State. So my question to you is what are the odds, or do you think that the winner, and I put winner in air quotes, will not necessarily be the person that's inaugurated? And I can give you a plethora of reasons why that may be the case if you don't understand my question.
I can, too. I think it's extremely unlikely. I don't think that the Biden administration would tolerate it. I don't think that the Republicans are going to hold the majority in the House of Representatives after January 3rd. There are a bunch of necessary preconditions, and I suspect the one wild card in this whole thing, Kenyatta, is the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court decides that they're going to, you know, flip the law on its head, then like they did far more gently in 2000, then all bets are off. But I'm just not that concerned about it. But, you know, the bottom line is that we've got to just have such an overwhelming victory that any attempt to overturn the election through any kind of technicality will be viewed as just that, you know, as a specious attempt.
Well, I'm very much anticipating a writ of mandamus.
Oh, sure.
Among other things. Very much so. Listen, I've gotten comments, just so you know, about me saying, and you said Louise does the same thing, me saying, Kamala.
Yeah. Your phone is breaking up, Kenyatta. In fact, I've lost you. I'm sorry. So we're gonna hit a break here in 3 seconds. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you were saying, but I'm sure it's all good. Kenyatta, it's always nice to hear from you, and I love reading your Substack newsletter. People can find it by just going over to Substack and plugging in your last name, Kenyatta. We'll be back. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Stick around. More of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls and the news of the day in just a moment.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members think it's tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. This is it. CBE Distillery's fall sale is on. Right now you can save up to 40% on everything. This is your chance to save. If you're stressed out, struggling to sleep, or have pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a plant-based solution just for you. They've got natural wellness solutions for everything. Stress, sleep, pain after workouts, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. A lot of you have been raving about the benefits you've seen with CB Distillery's products, especially when it comes to getting better sleep. So if you're looking for better sleep, more calm, or pain relief after exercise, now's the time to give CB Distillery a try and save big. Don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 40% off your entire order. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com and use the code VIP to get 40% off everything. cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's cbdistillery.com and enter that code VIP to get 40% off. off your entire order on this massive sale. CBDistillery.com, code VIP.
I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward.
Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. And Sydney in Los Angeles. Hey, Sydney, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I'm a volunteer Latino. I've called you a lot. I have so much respect for you. I'm a volunteer, doing Latinos for Harris calls. And I just wanted to share the link. It's kamalaharris.com/calls or llamadas in Espanol, right? Mm-hmm. The reason I wanted to express this in Spanish as well as possible is because when Latinos appreciate our democracy and we're going to show up. And the thing is that I just want any Latino or Latino who happens to be on the fence to know that I hope you understand now what we've been trying to say with all these denigrating comments and women dying. You're just protecting your family if you do not vote, because someone else will, and they can take your rights, and that can be deadly. So this is why we're voting, and we have to. And I say, if everybody jumps on these calls, we can do this in 7 days.
Sydney,
you know?
Sydney, I have about 60 seconds. If you want to put forward a message in Spanish, is that what you said you wanted to do?
Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, okay, gracias. Mira, soy voluntaria, somos voluntarias reuniendo el voto para Harris Waltz, okay? Porque el plan Proyecto 2025 de Trump es muy peligroso, okay? So vamos a votar en cinco y compartir este mensaje con cinco más y cinco más para que todos votemos. Okay, por favor, ve a kamalaharris.com/llamadas. Y allí nos vamos a llamar votantes y ganar la democracia. My God.
That was brilliant, Sydney. That was brilliant. I even understood some of it. And I haven't studied Spanish since I was in third grade, but that was great. So
just call me Maria the homewrecker. You can just call me that.
Okay. Sydney, thanks a lot for the call. And keep up the great work. God bless you. You're doing great. Okay. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour. On the other side of this break, we're going to have a guest on from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. A brief conversation. I think you'll find it fascinating, and then I'll be getting back to your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Patrick Elliott is up next. Stay with us.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Former President Trump is talking about Sunday's New York City rally, during which a comedian called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
I talked to Trump with just under a week to go until Election Day, and he really tried to put some distance between himself and some of those pre-rally speakers. He told me that he didn't know that person. He said that, quote, somebody put them up there. I don't know who he is. And when I asked him about those comments specifically about Puerto Rico, he did not denounce them.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Vice President Harris rallied supporters on the Ellipse in the shadow of the White House, same place where in 2021 Trump held a rally before a mob tried to sack the U.S. Capitol. Almost 2 years in federal prison for Arthur Ray Hansen, Jr. of Huntsville, Alabama. Enraged over Georgia's election interference investigation of Trump, he left threatening phone messages for Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis and the county sheriff. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Need more Nick Offerman in your TV viewing life? Yes, please. Variety reports Nick will join Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer in the new Apple TV show, Margo's Got Money Troubles. Fanning plays a woman desperate for money who starts an OnlyFans site. Been there. Offerman plays her father, a retired pro wrestler, and Pfeiffer plays her mother, a Hooters waitress. The show is based on the Ruth Thorpe novel of the same name that was just recently released. The first season will offer 8 episodes. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Hugh Grant says he killed 3 people. Of course, he did so, whimsically, and with that adorable accent and toothy grin. Grant is trying to get people's attention to go see his new movie, Heretic, in which he plays a creepy character named Mr. Reed. Grant appears to be moving on from his rom-com roles and looking for darker parts. I'm not saying the 64-year-old actor actually killed 3 people, but saying you did so in an effort to promote a movie really is the perfect cover. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film, Day Drinker. Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruz, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the 4th time Depp and Cruz grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of the Korean show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the 3rd and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for the overnight, a southerly breeze, quite gusty, and just a few showers and storms working through. Temperatures dropping to the low to mid 50s. On Wednesday, showers and storms look more likely. We'll see temperatures falling in the afternoon. Currently 71 degrees.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she's a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. We'll find out how she is feeling heading into the election. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. And we'll end with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
When in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. I've never seen anything like it. They love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
Wants the Ten Commandments in schools every day. But if you look a little closer, you'll see the truth unfold. How he's broken many rules in ways so bold. Trump and the Ten Commandments, a tale of irony. Preaching from the mountaintop, but living differently. From false idols to lying tongues, he strayed so far away. Let's take a look at the words and see what they say. No other gods before me, that's the very first.
Welcome back. Welcome to the last half of the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Patrick Elliott. He's the legal director of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org, on Twitter, at FFRF. And Patrick is leading the charge in this Oklahoma lawsuit, which sounds absolutely fascinating. Patrick, welcome to the program. Tell us what's going on in Oklahoma.
Yeah, happy to be joining you. So we're actually part of a coalition there. So it's FFRF and Americans United for Separation of State and Church, the ACLU, and the Oklahoma Appleseed Center, representing more than 30 Oklahomans challenging religion in the government. The state superintendent of public instruction there, Ryan Walters, who some of your listeners and viewers may be familiar with, wanting to push religion and the Bible in schools. We filed suit earlier this month to block some of his attempts to do that. So he had tried to get public Bibles in all of the public schools for all teachers. He mandated that Bible instruction will take place in grades 5 through 12. And then most recently, he's looking to spend about $3 million of state money to purchase the Bibles to send to schools. And so that proposal and those prior requirements are what we're suing over right now in the Oklahoma Supreme Court.
This was the guy who came up with the specifications for the Bibles that could only be met by a Trump Bible. Am I remembering that correctly?
Pretty close to that. So the God Bless the USA Bible is the King James Version with some other documents like the Pledge of Allegiance, the Declaration of Independence, things that typically aren't found in a Bible because most Bibles aren't, you know, of this kind of Christian nationalist flavor. Right. The state put out a request for proposals for bids for these Bibles is $3 million. And the way that it was written was such that it seems to apply to only one or two Bibles, which would be this God Bless the USA Bible or a very similar Bible. And that bid has not yet been awarded. And that's why we sought to sue really quickly to make sure that this purchase doesn't go through and that these Bibles aren't actually shipped out to Oklahoma schools and to the teachers there.
What possible legal basis does the Superintendent of Instruction of Education in Oklahoma have for imposing religion on their students? It seems like that's something that should be left to Sunday schools.
Right. That's exactly right. That's how our plaintiffs feel about it. By the way, they're public school, some public school teachers, some parents, and some members of the clergy are part of this case because this is something that's left to families and it's personal to them,
sure.
Whether to have religion, whether to not have religion.
Well, not everybody follows the Christian Bible either.
I mean. Right. And he doesn't even have, and this is part of what the petition that we filed is about, he doesn't have legal authority to even do this. The state, like many states, allows the local school districts to make purchases of textbooks and make curriculum decisions. And so he doesn't even have, even under Oklahoma law, he doesn't have authority to do it. And certainly he doesn't have authority to violate the Oklahoma Constitution, which puts this, you know, in the private hands, not something the government could be engaged in deciding what Bibles people should read, certainly not a specific Bible, and certainly not pushing it on other people's children.
Do you think that he's doing this for the same reasons that Roy Moore was doing this down in, I think it was Mississippi, might have been Alabama, back in the day? Basically, he had aspirations for higher public office, and this was a way of getting his name in the news repeatedly and getting, you know, so-called Christians behind him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't get involved in, you know, electing or not electing particular people or appointments is maybe one thing that he's after. But certainly this fits the mold of, you know, people using their power in office to try to get to higher office. And so one of the things Walters did earlier this year actually was he has a paid consulting firm, and they video recorded him going into a public school and delivering a prayer to the public school students and then tweeting it out. And so he's certainly trying to give off this pious or religious message to the public. And whether that's for some unknown reason or because he wants higher office, you know, that's anybody's guess. I suppose he knows the answer to that.
What's the status of your lawsuit?
We just filed it. The state defendants have until November 12th to file a response. And then the Oklahoma Supreme Court will decide whether to take this or whether to take different, you know, alternative action.
And what might be the alternative actions?
So if they don't take it, then we would have to file back in the lower court. Right now, we think that the legal basis for this is very strong, and it's certainly of high importance to the people in Oklahoma that the Supreme Court should intervene, take this directly, and give us all guidance right now.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on how it might turn out if this case, let's say the Oklahoma Supreme Court, well, regardless of how the Oklahoma Supreme Court rules, it could get appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. What are your thoughts on, I mean, we've got six hardcore right-wing Catholics. There's more than just six on the court, but, you know, the six Republicans. Neil Gorsuch goes to his wife's Presbyterian church, I think, but he was raised Catholic. And they all love to, or many of them, most of them anyway. I mean, Amy Coney Barrett was raised in a Catholic cult called People of Praise, where she was referred to, all the girls were referred to as handmaidens. You know, they kind of wear their religion on their sleeve. Are you concerned that the Supreme Court might be preparing to overturn the First Amendment?
Really concerned with what they've done. I think they've done a lot of damage in recent years in a number of cases, you know, devaluing the Establishment Clause and elevating the Free Exercise Clause so that it's weaponized. So I share your concern about the U.S. Supreme Court. In reference to this particular case, however, this is really about Oklahoma law. There's not a federal claim here. There's not something related to that certainly wouldn't prevent them from or somebody from trying to bring it to the U.S. Supreme Court. But right. on a legal basis, they shouldn't be able to intervene or change the result of what the Oklahoma Supreme Court decides in this action.
Yeah, and I should say, I don't mean to say that all Catholics are religious nutcases. It's just quite clear to me that the six Catholics on the Supreme Court are these particular people and this particular weird variation of Catholicism. Tell our listeners and viewers, we're talking with Patrick Elliott, he's the legal director of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, about the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Many people have seen Ron Reagan's ads, you know, my old buddy, but, you know, many people probably haven't. How did you guys start? What's your brief? What is your mission?
Yeah, we work to keep state and church separate and also to educate on behalf of those who are non-religious. And so FFRF has about 40,000 members nationally. If your listeners or viewers support us, certainly join. Our groups can use, you know, all the members we can get. The group started in the late 1970s, so we've been around for quite a while. I've been with the organization for the last 15 years and working on the legal cases. Certainly we've had an uphill climb, I think, with the Supreme Court that you've mentioned, but certainly we've had a number of victories in the public school context. And so one of the big issues that we deal with is keeping our public schools secular. And so we've had a number of lawsuits and wins where people are pushing religion on other people's children. It often is evangelical Christianity, and we're out there working to protect our vulnerable populations, which includes kids, and working to protect our taxpayer dollars, which is one of the goals in this Oklahoma lawsuit, is to not spend taxpayer money on $3 million for Bibles, which certainly people could spend their own money or get a Bible for free online today.
Yeah, and let me make it very clear, just speaking for myself, I support your work and I consider myself a Christian. I don't think that you have to be agnostic or atheist anything to not support or to support FFRF.org.
Thanks. I agree with that. And certainly are the people that we work for in our cases oftentimes are people in, are religious people because they're impacted by what the government's doing when they're pushing religion.
Yeah, there you go. So spot on. You can get more information and you can join if you'd like over at FFRF.org. Patrick Elliott, the legal director of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Patrick, thanks so much for dropping by, and thanks for the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon. We'll be back with more of your calls right after this. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit FFRF.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to FFRF.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise a red flag for you, right? Well, big dog food companies know all about that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not part of your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand. Together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight. For a future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. This land will not
be. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. I just want to put a punctuation mark on my conversation with Patrick from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The big debate, if you go back and you read the correspondence between James Madison and Thomas Jefferson, and Madison was, you know, 15, 20 years younger than Jefferson and was sort of his protege. And Jefferson was worried about what would happen to our country if a priest or a pastor ever became president or if religious people ever took over Congress. Madison wasn't so worried about that. He figured that the government that he had created, the father of the Constitution, James Madison, he figured that the Constitution was strong enough to protect against that. What he was worried about was that if government ever started giving money to churches, subsidizing churches, that it would corrupt the churches, because Madison was a Christian and Jefferson wasn't. Jefferson was, you know, a deist, basically an agnostic. So here's Jefferson saying, we got to look out for the priests trying to gain political power. And here's Madison saying, we got to look out for the government giving money to churches. In fact, Madison's first veto when he became president was the veto of a piece of legislation that would have given money to a church in Washington, D.C. to run a poorhouse. So now we discover that they were both right. They were both right. And that's why the Freedom From Religion Foundation is so important. Mike in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Oh, how you doing, Tom? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to share, y'all were talking about a name for the Republican Party other than Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share the fact that for like 30 years now, the phrase greedy old plutocrat party has been serving me quite well.
Okay, the greedy old plutocrats. I like it.
Also wanted to share another couple of things. One of them is I'm a member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I've enjoyed, they have a newsletter that has a lot into it, especially the crank mail part, where people who don't like that organization write in.
Right.
And it's very entertaining. But one of the things, I also phone bank, and I have been noticing that a lot of people think their vote doesn't count.
Because?
You know, and they, just because it's one out of, several million.
Yeah, right.
And they've got the math wrong, because most elections, as we saw down in Florida with George W. Bush and Al Gore, are decided by, less than a few hundred votes.
Right. Most elections are certainly decided in the margins. Yeah. Good point, Mike.
Right. And so the value of their vote is actually one out of whatever that margin is.
Oh, that's an excellent point. If there's a million votes cast and the spread between 500,000 on one side and 500,000 on the other side, the winning spread is 300 votes, your vote is not one out of a million. Your vote is one out of 300. That's
exactly.
A brilliant point, Mike. That's a brilliant point.
And that's, I've been using that to encourage a lot of people to vote.
Yeah, I like that. Mike, I got to move along, but thank you. That was brilliant. Thank you so much. Eli in Los Angeles. Hey, Eli, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Appreciate your show. This is specific. You remember 3 years ago when Trump was kicked off Twitter for a while?
Yeah.
So he, to give himself a platform, he made up something called Truth Social.
Right.
But that's actually a company which issues stock. Its title, it's DJT, Trump
right.
Media.
Right.
Anyway, it's never done very well for him. His propaganda, he puts it out on other media. But at a certain point, he realized, hey, maybe I could use this to make money.
Exactly. In fact, somebody sold 90 million shares of DJT last week, and the speculation is that it was Trump who did it, because the stock went way up.
Well, I think you meant to say he bought.
No, he sold. He's got a couple billion dollars worth of stock. He wants to convert it into cash.
Exactly. But my point is, it's cyclical. Why would he still be trying to drum money out of Trump supporters? At this point, there's no point.
Because there's never enough for Donald Trump, like with most billionaires.
Yeah,
there's just never enough.
The point is, he sucks in that money, and then he used it to buy, to pump up the stock price again. If you look at the history of that.
So you think he's running a pump and dump scheme?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't disagree with you. I mean, I have no evidence of that, sadly.
But his motivation is.
His cash.
At the small part of his mind that is pragmatic, he realizes he's probably going to lose.
Yeah. And he's got to get more money. Eli, thank you for the call. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you, and stay safe. We'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I discuss independent film Green Bay Style. Caitlin Schuchart from the Green Bay Film Festival joins me in studio, and then we celebrate Henry Winkler's birthday. Someone has to. With comedian Mike Toomey.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories. And in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.